The fruit of the new teaching apparent. The people were led to neglect the Bible or to cast it wholly aside. Students, spurning all restraint, abandoned their studies and withdrew from the university. The men who thought themselves competent to revive and control the work of the Reformation succeeded only in bringing it to the verge of ruin. The Romanists now regained their confidence and exclaimed exultingly, "One last struggle, and all will be ours." Luther at the Wartburg, hearing of what had occurred, said with deep concern, "I always expected that Satan would send us this plague." He perceived the true character of those pretended prophets. The opposition of Pope and Emperor had not caused so great perplexity and distress as now. From the professed friends of the Reformation had risen its worst enemies to stir up strife and create confusion. Luther had been urged forward by the Spirit of God and had been carried beyond himself. Yet he often trembled for the result of his work. "If I knew that my doctrine injured one man, one single man, however lowly and obscure, which it cannot, for it is the gospel itself, I would rather die 10 times than not retract it." Wittenberg itself was falling under the power of fanaticism and lawlessness. Throughout Germany, Luther's enemies were charging it upon him. In bitterness of soul he asked, "Can such, then, be the end of this great work of the Reformation?" Again, as he wrestled with God in prayer, peace flowed into his heart. "The work is not mine, but thine own," he said. But he determined to return to Wittenberg. He was under the ban of the empire. Enemies were at liberty to take his life, friends forbidden to shelter him. But he saw that the work of the gospel was imperiled, and in the name of the Lord he went out fearlessly to battle for truth. In a letter to the Elector Luther said, "I am going to Wittenberg under a protection far higher than that of princes and electors. I think not of soliciting your Highness's support, and far from desiring your protection, I would rather protect you myself. There is no sword that can further this cause. God alone must do everything." In a second letter, Luther added, "I am ready to incur the displeasure of your Highness and the anger of the whole world. Are not the Wittenbergers my sheep? And ought I not, if necessary, to expose myself to death for their sakes?"